Josh Groban, and you're listening to Offstage on XM. Those were a few songs. one of them was different than the other two. Which one of these is not like the other? The first one was by, like I said, one of my favorite artists, Annie Lennox, and the song Into the West from Lord of the Rings. She's just one of the greatest pop singers, female pop singers, you know, known to man. And for me, she was an inspiration to me because she was one of the first people that I listened to that I felt wasn't afraid to use a big voice in pop music. And certainly with this song, she's also not afraid to use a big orchestra in pop music. I think it's a great combination of classical and pop. And Peter Gabriel, Salisbury Hill. What can I say about Peter Gabriel? He's an incredible groundbreaker. He pushes the boundaries. He makes you think. And this is one of the grooviest songs in the 7 time signature that I've ever heard. And it's just, you know, one of my favorites of his. And he's also been a great inspiration for me. And lastly, I played you a song from a musical that inspired me that I was younger. I'm also kind of a musical theater geek. And theater was really what I wanted to do when I was younger. And the whole kind of career path that followed was very unexpected for me. But when I first started singing, for me, what I wanted to do was I wanted to be in those big-voiced musical theater shows. I thought that's kind of what my goal was going to be. So I would listen to, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Stephen Sondheim. And Stephen Sondheim, I think, is one of the great geniuses of you know, composition, period. And Sweeney Todd is one of his greatest masterpieces. And this is kind of the song that best represents the mood of that entire show. And this particular version was from the newest version of Sweeney Todd that just closed on Broadway, but it was very cut down. Usually it's with a full orchestra, and this was a version where the actors had to play their own instruments. It was very cut down, and I was actually pretty skeptical about that concept when I heard about it, but what it wound up doing was it wound up really exposing more Sondheim's brilliance as far as his chord structure and the way that he composed it. When it wasn't hiding behind the orchestra, there was so much more to be seen. So, and heard. So those are some songs that are very inspirational to me. And in the end, I hope to do it all, but I hope to take risks in an intelligent way, and always think about making music from my heart, but at the same time, always paying very close attention to the people that listen to my music. And you know, in the end, I hope to look back and just say that I really wasn't afraid to go there. I wasn't influenced too much by business or by my fans or by people around me or even by my own fear. If 5 years ago, if I were to think I'd be sitting here talking about these songs, I would never have expected it. So I hope that the next 5 years is as positively unexpected. I'm going to leave you now with a song that I recorded especially for this new Hallmark Valentine CD that I released this month. It's a great time of year. I always think of myself as a hopeless romantic, so you know it's nice to come out with something that shows that side of me. Even if I'm not great at speaking about it, I can sing about it. So this is a song is just beautiful. The first time I heard it, it really to me evoked when love kind of leaves you in many different ways, and sometimes it comes back to you. And if you're lucky enough that it comes back to you, you know that feeling. And this is a song about that feeling. And like I said, it's from the new Hallmark CD. And thank you for listening to all my songs. I've had a great time kind of taking over the XM studio here for a minute. And you're listening to Offstage. It's been a pleasure. I'm Josh Groban.